Welcome back. There is a deficiency in this life that we need to address this week. No, it's not a deficiency of food or water, though that may be the case in certain areas of the world. Rather, it's a deficiency of the Word of God in people's life. Amos chapter 8, verses 11 through 12 read as this, "The time is surely coming, it will happen, says the Sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread or water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea and wander from border to border, searching for the word of the Lord, but they will not find it." This chapter in the book of Amos describes punishment handed over to the sinful and unrepentant people of Israel. Upon first glance of these verses, many would believe that the word of God cannot be found anywhere. However, if we would notice that it says there would be a famine or deficiency of hearing the words of the Lord. This word for hearing means that, although the words of the Lord are present everywhere, they are not understood or taken to heart. Israel, at the time, had been warned many times to return to the Lord, and they did not. Now, God was set to punish them for their willful act of not being willing to understand nor obey what he had said. One synonym of famine is deficient. Deficiency is defined as a failure that has a particular consequence. It also means inadequate, lacking in some necessary quality or element. Other synonyms of deficiency include insufficient, faulty, inferior, unsound, and incomplete. There is now a deficiency of hearing the Word of God by choice of those who should be seeking God and His Word. I looked up how much, on average, that people read the Bible. What I found was this. One survey said that while about 63% of Americans describe themselves as Christians, only 11% of U.S. adults read their Bible every day. If true, this means that less than 20% of Christians will read their Bible every day. Also, it goes on to say that the average Bible study length is around 30 minutes, and that 56% of Americans express a desire to read the Bible more. As far as the 30 minutes per day, I don't even think that it's that much. Since COVID, many more people are looking to the internet for their information and comfort. While on their electronic device, Christians may start to read the Bible, but then are distracted from doing so because of a notification that they have just received regarding an email or a text from a friend. And without thinking about it, they leave their Bible app and look at the email or text and other things, only soon to forget that they were even reading the Bible. I'm not against reading your Bible online, but the temptations of other things do present more distractions from reading the Word of God. I believe it would be safe to say that most Christians, at least in the U.S., read only about 10 minutes of the Bible daily. Now, concerning the 56% of Americans and those around the world who desire to read the Bible more, there is a simple solution to that desire, and that is to read the Bible more. It's just that simple. In many parts of the world, we have Bibles in plentiful supply, so we have no excuse for not reading the Bible. Now, the Bible is referred to as God's Word. From the beginning, His Word has had a major purpose. We read in Genesis chapter 1 that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, but nothing was created until God said, "Let there be light." Even after He created everything, Hebrews 1 verse 3 says, He still upholds all things by the word of His power. His word is a creating and upholding force that is still just as powerful as it was in the beginning. So it is still just as important today as it was before. From a natural standpoint, we eat food, digest it, and then put it to use by being in motion. From a spiritual standpoint, we should be eating the word, meditating on it, and then putting it to use by living on the Word. Jesus lived by the Word, so if the Word, being made flesh, live by the Word, so should we. We should be so full of the Word of God that we become saturated with it. Smith Wigglesworth, a British evangelist who lived in the late 1800s and into the early 1900s, once said, "Be filled with the Spirit. Be soaked with the Spirit. Then, when you are misused and squeezed to the wall, all that will ooze out of you will be the Jesus nature." Jesus said in John 6, verse 63, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." The Word of God is the Spirit of God. However, instead of being saturated with the Word of God, our generation has become saturated with thoughts instead. The result is that they do whatever their thoughts say. They follow their soul instead of following God with their spirit. We may even think that God has moved in our spirit when it's just our emotions that have been moved. Many go to church and feel like they have been stirred up in their spirit with the Word of God, but instead they have been emotionally stirred. 2 Peter 3 verse 1 says, "I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance." But being stirred up emotionally is just a prerequisite of being stirred up spiritually. As our mind is renewed and aligned with the Word of God, as Romans 12 verse 2 says, we can then focus our attention on stirring up our spirit afterward. This is why it is important to leave church with the Word instead of leaving the Word at the church. We have to keep our attention on what we have heard so that the roots of the seed can germinate and grow in our hearts, as Mark chapter 4 says concerning the good ground. Being word deficient may be hard to recognize because the symptoms are so subtle, but here are some indicators that will show if you are. One of them is that you may feel weaker. Ephesians 6 verse 10 says, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." You may find that it is harder to stand against the wiles or trickeries of the devil like you did before. That's because that without the Word of God, you become weaker. The Word of God is your strength. Another is a lack of interest in the Word of God. 1 Peter 2 verse 2 says, "As newborn babies, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby." We may bypass our routine of getting into the Word because we don't feel like it, or we feel like we need to urgently take care of something else that doesn't really need to be done immediately, and then we just never get back to reading the Word. Also, the wounds from others may take a long time to heal. That is another indicator. In Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26, Jesus talks about faith in God through prayer, but ends the lesson by talking about the importance of forgiveness. Without the constant flow of the Word of God in our heart, we start to lose focus on the love of God and begin to hold grudges against those who have hurt us. As stated before, the Word of God is the Spirit of God. Therefore, as Romans 5 verse 5 says, the love of God has been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. The Word brings the Holy Spirit, which also brings love. With this love, we can forgive others and be healed of our wounds. Of the Word of God, Proverbs 4 verse 22 says that it is healing, or it is a remedy or medicine. Another indicator is poor concentration. Colossians 3 verse 2 says that we must keep focused on the heavenly things so that we won't be focused on the earthly or temporal things. Without the Word of God, it is hard to focus on the heavenly things, because if we don't listen to the Word, then we are listening to the world. Jesus said in Matthew 6 verse 24 that we will either hate the one master or love the other. If we are not word-minded, then we are world-minded. Finally, we may feel cold all of the time. What does that mean? Feeling cold means that we don't have the warm sensation in our spirit that we normally would have if we would have the Holy Spirit moving within us. Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 12, "Because sin shall increase, the love of many shall wax cold or solidify." This is referring to a candle that is hot and the wax is dripping down And when it reaches the point where it goes beyond the heat of the flame, it gets hardened, it waxes cold, or solidifies. Without the constant warmth of the fellowship with the Lord, sin will increase and cause us to wax cold against the Lord and His Word. The way of the world to communicate with us is through our mind. The way of God to communicate with us is through our spirit. Feeding our hearts, our spirits, with the Word of God, as we feed our body with natural food, keeps us from becoming deficient in our spirit. It should be a constant habit for us to pull up to the banquet table that is spoken of in Psalms 23 verse 5 and enjoy feasting on the Word of God. We need the nourishment of His Word consistently. It's been reported from those who have visited heaven and come back that in heaven there is fruit to eat. I can't say for sure, but I would say that the Word of God is infused in all that fruit in heaven. Now, if Adam and Eve needed food in the Garden of Eden before sin entered into their heart, and we need it in heaven, then we definitely need it now, too. We should spend as much and more effort to feed our faith as we feed our face, as the old saying goes. Yes, we must take care of our natural, temporary bodies on this earth, but our spirit is eternal. So it goes to say that taking care of it is even more important. Also, remember to meditate and act upon what God shows you in your heart. Don't just let it sit down on the inside of you and be unused. Let the energy of God's Word flow through you and into this world that is deficient of God's Word. It's time to get back into the Word of God as we need to, so that we will never be deficient of it again. Father, I pray that those who heard this message will take it to heart and seek your word even more. I pray that they'll never be deficient of your word again. May your word satisfy their longing soul and fill their hungry soul with goodness, as Psalms 107 verse 9 says. And I thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.